Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, Radio Sinoland in Taiwan Province, China. And I have someone who I deeply respect and admire on the show today, Dr. Robert Yoho. How are you doing, Dr. Yoho?
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Before I s give the introduction to Dr. Yoho, which is impressive, I just want to let all the fans out there know that about a year and a half ago, I found out about him, and all of his recommendations have made the quality of our lives for Evelyn and me go way, way up. And I think probably over time we'll probably live longer and healthier and happier. So I think everybody should really listen today to what Dr. Yo has to say and subscribe to him on Substack and learn what he has to offer, because his information and research has, I think, helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people to be healthier and happier. So here's the introduction. Today we are joined by Dr. Robert Yoho, a retired physician, author, and whistleblower who is on a mission to expose the deep corruption in healthcare and dentistry. Dr. Yoho spent decades working in the medical field before turning his attention to uncovering the profit-driven practices that prioritize corporate interests over patient well-being. He's the author of several eye-opening books, including Butchered by Healthcare, What to Do About Doctors, Big Pharma and Corrupt Government Ruining Your Health, and Judas Dentistry: How Dentists Scorn Science, Break the Hippocratic Oath, and Wreck Their Patients' Minds and Bodies. In Butchered by Healthcare, Dr. Yoho pulls back the curtain on the greed and the corruption of the medical industrial complex, detailing how corporate medicine, big pharma, and government regulators collude to exploit patients for profit. He lays out practical steps for individuals to navigate this broken system and protect themselves from unnecessary treatments and harmful drugs. In Judas Dentistry, Dr. Yoho takes on the dental industry, exposing toxic practices such as the continued use of mercury amalgams and unnecessary root canals that have caused untold harm to millions. He argues that dentistry, like healthcare, has been captured by profit-driven motives, often at the expense of patient safety. Dr. Yoho's work aims to empower individuals to take back their health and demand accountability from these dysfunctional systems. He boldly states that his ultimate goal is to put a stake through the heart. I like that metaphor. Put a stake through the heart of Rockefeller medicine, a term he uses to describe the corporatized, profit-driven approach to healthcare and dentistry that has dominated for over a century. Prepare to dive into a no BS hold barred conversation about corporate systemic dysfunction and how we as individuals can reclaim our power in the face of these health challenges. Welcome, Dr. Yoho.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take it away, sir.
Okay. Where do you want me to start?
We talked
It's up
about
to me.
dentistry. Yeah, it's up to you. And
Okay.
I may pitch in and ask a question once in a while, but
All
there's a
right.
lot of people out there that need to hear what you have to say.
Okay. So dentistry is relevant to almost everyone. And the problems are with American dentistry are threefold, right? They do these root canals where they take a dead tooth and fill it up with formaldehyde and other carcinogens and all kinds of toxic stuff and claim it's sterile. And they're not sterile. And what they become is a foreign body. A foreign body is like a piece of wood underneath your skin that collects bacteria and will seed bacteria to the rest of your body. And root canals are present in crudely, roughly 50% of the first world population. It's an unbelievable scourge. And these things are far worse than anything anybody gives them credit for. There is no such thing as a root canal that's sterile or good for you or reasonable. They are all a tremendous health drag. And the best estimates that I've heard are that root canals and mercury, which I'll describe in a second, account for at least 50% of the chronic diseases, or contribute to at least 50% of the chronic diseases. And so we know that the bacteria in root canals are found in coronary artery disease. So that certainly looks like a causal problem. The coronary artery disease is caused by the bacteria that came originally from root canals. And these dentists invented this procedure in the early 20th century, maybe something like 1920 or 1930. And by 40 years later or 50 years later, one of the originators of the whole thing, and one of the co-founders of this Society of Endodontics, which is the root canal dentistry specialty, he wrote a expose of the whole thing, and said that they should never be done. And after what I've read, primarily the best single book on, I mean, you can read Judas Dentistry, which is my book about this. And I've summarized different sources, right? Let's see if I can make this thing show up. See, yeah, I don't know whether it's not working very well.
Well, because yeah, the background.
Yeah. But
And you're offering that for free on your website, right? Or
right.
on
All
Substack. All your
you have
stuff
to
is
do
for
is
free.
subscribe. All you have to do is subscribe. You'll get an email with the PDFs of all four of my books. I've written five books, but one was a cosmetic surgery book earlier in my career. I don't think you want to see that. It's a little dated, and it's a, you know. So root canals are 50% of the populace, and I'm convinced that a lot of things are root canal related, and so are these authors that I read to write that book. Robert Gammel wrote a book called The Garbage Collector, which is about how taking out all kinds of dental appliances from the mouths of his patients cured many cancers and all kinds of other things. And my wife had amyloidosis, which is a disease that kills you in about 3 years. And I had to handcuff her metaphorically to a bed to put a video in front of her. And the best way to understand this is a video that anyone can find on Rumble called The Root Cause, The Root Cause. And that thing will convince you about root canals. I mean, the authors of that video interviewed the top international experts, and to a man, they said that root canals basically kill health. And who, I'm a Cassandra. Nobody listens to me. I mean, I've told this story. I mean, I interview all these people, and they've got health problems. And I interviewed this one woman who thinks that parasites are the horrible problem that is killing everybody. Well, I asked the first question any naturopath should ask any patient, any functional doctor should ask any patient, and that is, what the devil is in your mouth, right? That's the first question. You ask that before you ask their name. And if they have root canals, you don't do anything with them until you've sent them off to see the wizard to get the darn things extracted. Because until they pull them out, and there are ways to produce very natural teeth, artificial teeth, but there's a lot of problems. I mean, they use titanium implants, which are almost as bad as root canals. They harbor bacteria. They only last for a certain number of years. I mean, maybe 5 years, 6, 7 years, if you're lucky, maybe longer. But so this woman had built a business around killing parasites with herbal remedies, and it was really quite effective what she does. But I found out she had six root canals, and she didn't want to hear about it. She's making millions off the herbal cleanses. And I have another friend who, you know, she has a cancer, I believe it's breast cancer, that has destroyed her lung function. And she did other treatments, which are reasonable enough, but she missed her root canals, which she should have taken care of first. She'd be fine now, but I think she's dying, and she doesn't listen to me. And I've got personal friends. Jeff, do you have any root canals?
No, I've been very lucky. No cavities, no root canals, no braces, no nothing all my
No
life.
dentist. No
No
dentist.
dentist, no.
I had 17 mercury amalgams, and they put when you're. I was a little kid. I was preteen, and they started putting these things in crevices in my teeth, and they were quite frank about what they were doing. I remember it vividly. I said, "Do I have cavities?" He said, "No." He says, "We're just going to prevent you from getting cavities." Now, whenever an MD says we're doing preventive work, you have to just turn around and walk the other way because none of it has been proven to work. And all the big authorities, I mean, I'm trying to remember the name of the worldwide authority at Stanford, but he just thinks these preventive things, including Pap smears, are ridiculous. They stimulate a whole cascade of medical disasters. And it's just an awful thing. I mean, the colonoscopic examinations for screening, they don't work because the problems with it are high enough, so it creates fatalities in a rare instance, and surgical procedures to repair the holes, the gastroenterologist putting the colon and everything else, and the numbers just don't work. So preventive measures have never been found to work, and they don't work. So anyway, put me back on the track here. What do you want to hear about?
Dentistry.
All right. So those are the two big ones. The root canals are the worst thing. And read Robert Gammel's book, The Garbage Collector,
Oh, yeah, and Rumble, the Root Cause.
and The Root Cause, and read Judas Dentistry, which is it's very good. I worked on it for a year, but it's not as good as those other two. And if you have root canals, you'd better read Gammel because you've got to get those things removed. It's very inconvenient. It's very expensive. Dentists know one thing, and that's how to charge. So anyway, of course, in America, they endorse fluoride. So fluoride is well known to cause a half standard deviation of IQ decline in children of mothers who've been on fluoridated water. I mean, it's frankly, it's just horrible beyond belief. And the science is complete. The findings in a court case have been released. One or two states have banned fluoride altogether, but that's as far as it's gone in America. I mean, it's just that we've got enough problems over here that the people in charge can't worry about fluoride when they're worried about getting thrown out of office and other things. Yeah. And stopping wars and whatever they're doing. So.
Maybe more like starting wars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
And after dentistry, what else? I mean, you're so prolific and you've got so much you've written about, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I started out in. I published my first book, which was Butchered by Healthcare, in 2002 or 2022. And so what happened to me? I worked on this thing for 3 years.
Wow.
You can see the gold at the base of
Yeah.
this
The gold,
white.
the gold,
Yeah.
the ingots.
Yeah. And you said that what I am concerned about is the financialization of medicine. And when I started out, I thought that explained everything. But now I think there's an active conspiracy to kill us.
Yeah.
Isn't
Oh,
that
no.
awful?
Oh, it's
Yeah.
true. They want to
It's
depopulate us.
yeah, they want to depopulate us. So
They did absolutely.
anyway, I wrote Butchered by Healthcare. It's sort of my flagship book. It won a national award, I think which I immediately stuck on the front cover.
And it's for free. Just
It's the
go to,
PDF is free.
yeah, the
Yeah.
PDF is free. Yeah.
And you can get a hard copies on Amazon, all these things. They've
Okay.
sold pretty well, but they're not money makers. I give all the money I make to my Amazon marketer. Well, and to Amazon, mainly to Amazon. It's a real scam.
I'll add that hyperlink too to your interview page.
So I looked, I was having a rough. Cosmetic surgeons don't live forever. We don't practice forever. What happens, we had bumped out of the practice by some complication or something or other. And we have constant lawsuits in California, and it's just a big hassle. And so, I mean, I wish I would never heard of it, frankly. But we made enough money so we could retire. We didn't get rich. But I mean, I had, we have about a fatality per career. And I had two one summer. And you think that's too many. It was just a nightmare. I mean, I was just, and I knew that I wouldn't practice too much longer. And I stuck with it for a while. The medical board hassled me and this and that and the other thing. But I started, in order to sort of relieve my angst, I started reading. And I didn't understand why my practice had been so fraught my whole career. I had been harassed. There was just so much meaningless paperwork and activity, and I started to sniff the corruption around the whole thing. And I didn't fully understand it until more recently. I didn't understand it when I published Butchered by Healthcare completely, but that's still a good place to start if you don't know anything about medical practice. It's just horrifying the way the financial interests play into, and these pharma companies, they don't give a damn about anything except for money. I mean, they really are willing to kill us in order. And, at the end of this journey, at least to where I am right now, I've gotten so cynical that I believe that well over half of what we do in medicine is harmful. And certainly that's true for the drugs. And what the treatments all create the syndromes that they're supposed to treat. I mean, the vaccines cause tremendous problems. They're actually, if you look at all the statistics, it's all very well known. I wrote a post about it. I reviewed four books that were about the subject and described the control group study. And that study, we have 900,000 people in the United States who have never had a vaccine, not even a vitamin K shot. And those people had a 2.5% chronic disease rate. The
I've
rest
seen
of
that.
us, are at 65%. So this proves beyond any doubt the causality of the vaccines in creating chronic disease. I mean, it's just nightmarish.
I'm convinced now. At first I was somewhat, I'm the a co-founder and the curator of the Bioweapon Truth Commission, and it's the largest place where bioweapon information is housed anywhere in the world on the internet. And now I'm convinced vaccines are bioweapons. That's all they are. They're just bioweapons. And maybe, early on, maybe they had some noble intentions, but I don't really see it. I mean, the Spanish flu, 1918, that was Rockefeller, using horse encephalitis, vaccines, and killed 50 to
Polio,
80 million.
polio was a
Polio.
scam. It was DDT
It was
and not,
DDT.
yeah.
Exactly. So now I'm convinced, and now with the mRNA vaccines,
Oh, it's obvious.
it's definitely bioweapons. So if I lived in the United States, I would live in a red state where I could opt out for my kids. And if I was in a blue state, I'd homeschool them.
Yeah.
Because and avoid the vaccines. In France, they don't have any. Well, you can homeschool in France, but there's no opt out. And so yeah, there it's just I you know and I can see in your writing, which I've been reading for about the last year and a half, you're getting more and more strident
I'm
about
radicalized. I'm radicalized.
getting
And that
more
creep.
and more. About
Yeah.
how awful the whole medical system is, and you try to talk to people about it, and their eyes roll into into the back of their heads. They don't want to hear about it, and to their peril and to their children's peril. And it's sad. It's really sad.
Even someone like me who's been studying this full time and, 50 hours plus a week working on all these things, I haven't fully understood this until fairly recently, the last
Yeah.
2 years or something. I mean, the whole picture is gradually filling in for me, and it's just dystopian,
Yeah. Please tell us about I love your article about hormone replacement, and that's another
Okay.
boogeyman
Yeah.
that
I have a full book on that called Hormone Secrets. Let's see if I got it here. Yeah, there it is.
Well, I read your article at the bottom of Butchered by Healthcare. No, you put out an article about hormone replacement. Okay. You
Now
put
that image, I got this image in a Mexican restaurant in Houston. I took a photograph and turn into the and see that's what your brain is on hormones. It's filled with all these so that's
And
an
I'll
original cover.
and I will tell everybody out there that just about a month or maybe a month ago, based on one of Dr. Yoho's articles, I've started taking DHEA, which is a testosterone precursor,
And no, it's anti-inflammatory,
anti-inflammatory.
made from a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, it's totally natural.
And I my I feel wonderful. Then I tried 200 milligrams and then 300 milligrams. I'm
Oh,
up
this
to
is
300 milligrams, and my body fat, because I have one of these, these scales, a Huawei.
Oh, yeah, I'm mixing them up. It's four letter things. DMSO is the anti-inflammatory made from the tree. And you improved your vision with that.
Yeah,
And
it's
your
unbelievable.
myopia went away. I noticed you're wearing glasses.
Well, it's better, but I still have to wear my glasses. But what I remind myself, no, I'm presbyopic. But what I but it's there's that middle range where I need to read, but what encourages me is that if it's improved my presbyopia this much, that means it's not it. Well, at least slow down the degradation and maybe even stop it.
You can just put it on your eyelids, and it penetrates through to the retina and prevents or slows down macular degeneration, which is it's a horrible problem a lot of people have.
I
And the end stage of that is they stick a needle in your eyeball once a month. And who the hell wants that?
yeah. I actually what I've been doing is I did 30%, well, 33%,
DMSO.
33% DMSO and 67%, boiled water. And I
You
just
should
put
use the chlorine dioxide in there too.
okay. And
Yeah, read about that.
I've been putting one drop in each eye morning and evening.
That's good. We're kind of bouncing around here, but I have a long article, like 15,000 words, about natural cures called the Apocalypse Almanac. Now, it's a little bit tongue in cheek to drag the people through the article to keep them interested. And Jeff says he's read that and got some of the information about the different cures from the
Absolutely.
article. And the two biggest natural cures now are chlorine dioxide and DMSO. I mean, they're just amazing.
I started with chlorine dioxide thanks to you. That's been about a year and a half ago. And then I started DMSO maybe a year ago. And so and
And I have
thank you,
articles.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem, Jeff. It's my pleasure. So the articles have links to the articles in the chapters in the Apocalypse Almanac, which is at the top of every post. You have to subscribe to get this stuff. So you go to robertyoho.substack.com, click the subscribe button. You don't have to pay anything. And then look at the top of any post you get, and you'll see the Apocalypse Almanac, and it tells about these different cures, and the top few chapters are about chlorine dioxide and DMSO. And then Jeff describes taking
Hang on, let me turn off my phone.
no worries.
Keep going.
Okay, so Jeff describes taking a testosterone-like oral pill that does very well for senior men who've never been exposed to testosterone. And of course, I've been on testosterone a long time, but Jeff never has, and he had a big response to DHEA, which I forget what it stands for, but it's a testosterone-like substance you can take orally. And there's no clear limit to how much you can take. I mean, you could probably take 800 milligrams if you wanted to, and I don't think you'd turn into a leprechaun. Since I'm no longer practicing, and I know I'm quit the medical business, I no longer have a medical license. I gave it back. I've got to say the following. Okay, so this is for entertainment purposes and all that stuff, but the main thing I have to say is I only give advice for what I would do. I'm not giving you advice for what you should do. So that gives me a little more license to say what I want to say. And
Absolutely.
Jeff's on 300 milligrams of DHEA, which is the testosterone analog, which you can get over the counter. You can get a powdered form. And then what you do is you get a $20 milligram scale from Amazon, and you can weigh the darn stuff. You put your little plastic scooper on the scale, and then you zero it, right? And then you get a little scoop of the stuff and see how much it weighs, and you work out how much you want to take. And Jeff would take 300 milligrams, whatever that is, probably around a scoop and a half of an eighth teaspoon, a 1/8 teaspoon. But I'm on a lot of different powders, and powdered vitamin C, powdered boron,
Me
a lot
too,
of
me
different.
too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the
both of
boron, you can
those.
take a lot of that. And I haven't noticed a big improvement in my arthritis, but I'm hopeful it's coming, and it certainly does help a lot of other people's arthritis. It increases their testosterone as well. The boron, which is borax, it's a laundry booster. And it sounds crazy, but it's perfectly pure. It's the same all over the world. It's primarily mined in California and Turkey, but it's a big deal. It's wonderful.
Evelyn and I are taking 1/4 teaspoon a day
That's
each.
fine. You could take more. It's no more, it's less toxic than table salt.
Than table
Less
salt.
toxic
I
than
read that
table.
in your last article. And for her, she was always complaining about, her wrists were hurting and her elbows were hurting and her shoulders were hurting. And a week after taking borax, a 1/4 teaspoon of borax every day, I asked her, she really doesn't like to admit that they work.
I know that in my family.
And she and I said, what happened to all your aches and pains in your arms and your shoulders? She said, I don't know, they went away.
Yeah, that's great. Spontaneously, right?
absolutely.
So that if you subscribe to my Substack at robertyoho.substack.com, forgive me the promotional thing here, you can get into my old articles. And I've got 350 articles there, and they probably averaged 40 hours a week,
Of
40
research.
of research and writing. And I try to make it as simple as possible, so to drag the people into the messages.
Yeah, absolutely. The way you present stuff is really, really helpful. Anyway, I encourage everybody out there to do this, to go on to his Substack, download his books, which I have done. I mean, he's not doing this for money. He's doing this to help people get liberation. That's a good word used in China. Liberation from what I call the medical mafia. And it's hard for people to understand that The Hippocratic Oath, the first rule of the doctor is to do no harm. But he had another quote that nobody wants to tell you about. And his quote was, and this is, of course, 3,000 years or 2,500 years ago. His other quote is, avoid going to doctors at all cost because they want you to come back. And that's it was something like that. It was along those lines is that, they got to make a living. And if you're happy, healthy, and safe, you're not a client. And so, and then of course, as you and I now, and again, for me, just in the last couple 3 years, Bill Gates and Agenda 2030 and at the UN and COVID and the mRNA vax, there is a very serious movement among the Western elites to for eugenics, to basically depopulate the planet. And it's for real. And when and then you tell people that, and they go, oh, it's not possible. But it is, and it's true. And so, and Dr. Yoho is your antidote. So,
I don't know about that. So, do you want me to go over some of this hormone information?
before
Or
we do that, can I ask you one question? Why
whatever you like.
is what why is K vitamin K2 so important?
Well, vitamin K2, see, the whole vitamin thing centers around vitamin D, right?
Hello?
And vitamin D has
Buhui.
what?
Oh. Hang on just a second. It's my
Okay.
repairman.
No
Hang on
worries.
just a second.
No worries.
Ni hao, wo bian shi.
So Jeff is in Taiwan and he was speaking Mandarin to that guy.
I
So anyway.
So
So what
K2.
about K2? Okay. So the whole vitamin thing, the whole supplement thing, the whole nutrient thing centers around vitamin D. And vitamin D is actually a steroid hormone and not a vitamin. It's incredibly important. We have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of documentary papers on it. Anybody that tells you vitamin D isn't important or it might be toxic is basically doesn't know anything. I mean, it can be toxic if you don't if you ta if you get your levels up really high and you don't take the cofactors. The cofactors include vitamin K2. Vitamin K1 is not people aren't deficient in K1, but that's vitamin K1. Vitamin K2, there's several different types, and it's actually hard to figure it out, but especially because the cabal, as has been coined the name for these people, they made the doses too low.
Esposito.
They made the doses too low.
Okay.
And so the units are all messed up. And you can read about all that in a Substack post that I made about two or 3 weeks ago. And it's about iodine, vitamin
Yeah,
K,
I read that one too.
And these things are all deceptive. So, but the importance of vitamin K is to allow vitamin D to be absorbed. And so it is important. These things are very safe. Iodine, now you live on an island, so you probably don't have an iodine problem. But in America, the whole middle of the country is iodine deficient, and that's the low-hanging fruit for a naturopath is put them all on iodine. And that's very easy. It's not very It can be expensive if you use a proprietary iodorol, iodorol. But if you
Yeah.
want to, you can use Lugol's iodine, which is a liquid, and you take that every day. And so, but you have to figure out the dosing and so on and so forth. The doses for that have been, there's a big psyop to get us to take less than we need. for that, vitamin D and vitamin K and whatever the other supplement I was talking about, and magnesium too. It's really sick.
I'm taking 400 milli. Well, Evelyn and I are each taking 400 milligrams of magnesium a day.
That's a relatively small dose. There is really no limit on how much you can take except for your bowel tolerance. What kind of magnesium are you taking? Do you know the 'cause that's important. If it's an
Oh,
ox
it's upstairs.
if it's oxide, that's inadequate because it's only 4% absorbed. If it's glycinate, that might be enough. But
I think.
you never hurt yourself by doubling that. And the people that have cardiac problems, they need magnesium so much that they need to take it topically. They rub it on their skin surface. So if either one of you has arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation, you may need to put it on your skin surface, and you just need to buy magnesium oil, and that works very well. And my wife had atrial fibrillation yesterday, and I said, just slather it on your whole body, and all her problems went away in about 15 minutes. So she was happy with that.
Well, I will look into the problem is that the powdered DHEA Taiwan blocks it. You can't import it.
Well,
And
you can buy 50 milligrams, can't you? Or 100 milligrams?
no, not in Taiwan, but we bought it on the mainland China.
China has everything.
Yeah, we bought it in mainland China, and it's 100 milligrams.
Yeah, that's fine.
And but and
So you've had a
so
response to 300, which is great.
oh yeah. Hey,
If you
listen, my body fat has gone from 32.6 to 28.3
Over what period?
1 month.
Oh, now that's pretty fast. You're going to waste away.
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
kidding. Yeah,
No,
I'm
but my
kidding.
weight's staying the same, so I
Yeah,
think
the muscle's improving.
it's being replaced by muscle mass because
Yeah.
I exercise like crazy.
Every senior needs testosterone, male or female. It makes a huge difference. Your wife could easily take 100 milligrams of that stuff, even though the recommendations are like for 20 or 30 milligrams for a woman. But she could try your 100 milligram capsule, and it probably would improve her sexuality, improve her sense of well-being. I mean, here's a testimonial for progesterone, which is a kind of a relaxation. It's the good female hormone that makes them relax instead of agitated. She said, I had miserable PMS for 2 weeks before each of my periods. The only time I felt really normal was when I was pregnant. And since I've been using progesterone during the second half of my cycle, I feel great all the time. That's for a younger person. Here's another testimonial. Fran is 63 years old. I've been on Prozac for 20 years, up to 80 milligrams a day, which is a hell of a lot of Prozac. And it's brain damaging. I stopped it after you started me on a bioidentical hormone, especially progesterone. With 800 milligrams at bedtime, I get the best sleep of the past 20 years, and I'm no longer anxious and depressed. See, this is very hard to get people off of these SSRIs. And when they get on hormones, sometimes they can quit.
Okay, well, that's encouraging because Evelyn is on sitalopram or something like that.
That's an
Sitalopram.
SSRI.
So hopefully
Well,
we'll see what
you may be
happens.
able to get her on progesterone if you can find it.
Well, I'm
Can you
going
read it?
to she gets back Saturday, and went to visit the grandkids. And I'm just going to start giving her a DHEA and just
Yeah,
see what
start
she
with that.
thinks, see what she thinks.
That
Is
might
it?
work by itself, but progesterone is much more calming. It's the good hormone. All the other
Okay.
ones psych them up.
What
And
will
it's all
happen?
in. You have to study that Hormone Secrets book to really understand it.
Well, I have your article. I have
Yeah.
your article that you had about hormones. And I'm sure here in Taiwan they have it. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful nonprofit Christian hospital here in our little town of Puli,
It's great.
and they are unbelievable. They are unbelievably conscientious, caring. inexpensive, helpful, courteous. You need to see a specialist? How about tomorrow? I mean, it's just in France, you're dead before you get to see a specialist. You have to wait months to see a specialist in France. And it's just so we're very, very lucky to have this Apuli Christian Hospital. So when she go, in fact, she has an appointment when she comes back, I think next week. We'll ask them about progesterone, but she shouldn't take DHEA and progesterone together, right?
No, you can absolutely can take you can take them all together. I mean, in America, if you go to a hormone specialist, you get on every hormone, and it has more of efficacious. Let me give you an example of testosterone. I mean, Jeff confided to me that he didn't like needles, and I said, well, he could use cream, and that would work, but he may have trouble finding cream in Taiwan. I don't know. He probably he might.
We'll have to ask the hospital.
It's a compounding pharmacy there, I'm sure. And if they can get testosterone powder, they can make it up. But here's a testosterone is sort of the master freaking hormone. It's much more powerful than vitamin D or anything else. No other supplement even comes close. As important as magnesium and C and vitamin K and D are, the hormones trump them. So Stephen is an 82 was an, is an 82-year-old retired CEO of a major media company. I had lost here, and this is a quote: "I had lost all strength, and I was sitting in a wheelchair in a Palm Springs nursing home. The staff had to lift me in and out of bed. I was inches from being snuffed out. Then my doctor started coming in every week and giving me testosterone shots. In 6 weeks, I stood up and walked out of there, back into my life."
That's a statement.
And it can work for women too. Sam is a beloved 83-year-old physician. He was a patient of mine. "I was about to give up. I just had a knee replacement and I have osteoporosis. The author sent me some cream testosterone as a gift, and now I think I'm going to live 15 more years. I can't thank him enough, and I'm indebted to him forever for his kindness. I'm doing well, much better than I ever expected." So give your DHEA another few months and then consider testosterone, and the shots don't really hurt. I mean, I know some people just can't.
We travel a lot. We're going to
Yeah.
go spend a month in Tibet and
Sounds great.
in China, and carrying around needles and
They search your bags.
well, no, it's not that. I mean, I could show them that it's for med. The Chinese are pretty cool about that kind of stuff, but I just don't want. I would rather take more DHEA than
You can take
which.
more. You can take 600 milligrams or 800.
Okay. All right.
But go up slow and try it and see what your
Yeah,
reaction is.
yeah, yeah.
I mean, the women can get acne or hair growth, but it's not much of a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll slip 100 milligrams each day into Evelyn's little pill box and see what happens.
Well, better tell her. Better tell her. She might.
Well, what I'll do is I'll translate your article about hormones into French because she can't speak English. She's learning Chinese and speaks French, and so we are a French-speaking household,
That's great.
and I'll just let her read it, and I'm sure she'll say yes.
So you have an easy way of automatically translating the websites and also probably the books into other languages
No, not
automatically.
yet. I mean, with AI, it's possible. And I just met a guy. Oh, my repairman is drilling. I'm sorry.
It's all right, I don't hear it.
Okay. I just met a guy in China, and for my new teaching website, he is going to create a video. I did a video in English, and he's going to do the same video I mean, I speak Chinese really, really well, but on camera, it's not, I just don't feel very comfortable. So he's going to make me speak Mandarin, saying the same thing that I said in the English. So this kind of stuff can be done. I mean,
Great.
in fact, I may even ask him to as a test to change to make us into give us a video that's in Chinese and just see what happens. And I'd also like to do it in French. But anyway, is there anything else, sir, that you would like to talk about? We want to talk. You think we've covered hormones adequately?
Well, this is designed to give them enough information that they want to read Hormone
Hey,
Secrets. So it's a full book.
you got to go to Substack, his Substack, and you got to get this stuff downloaded for free.
If you subscribe, you'll get an email with all that stuff in it.
Okay. And in Substack, you always get this thing. When you put in your email, it'll say, I would like to donate, $80 a year, $60 a year, $20 a year, or
You don't have
whatever.
to do that.
And
Just
then down at the bottom, click none.
well, you I mean, I get a small income off Substack, but it doesn't amount to much. And I always try to get them to donate $5 a month. But so here's a quote about estrogen, right? Which is one of the other hormones that a woman should be on, ideally. They can get on testosterone alone, and since that gets broken down to estrogen, that works. That works.
In women, it's
It's
broken down into
probably
estrogen.
75% of the utility of taking testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone and DHEA is by testosterone alone in women. And men can get by with just testosterone. And in fact, you're doing very well with just DHEA. So here's what one of my patients said. I could live without my husband, children, or cats, but I could never live without my beloved estrogen. So that's the story.
Well, I know my mother, she lived to be 85, I guess, and did, or no, 86, and she did, 86, and she did really well up until about the last year. Her mind started to go about the last year, but she had her progesterone. She had her progesterone, and she said, "You can't take this progesterone from my dead hand. I'm not giving it up."
It gives them a sense of peace and allows them to sleep at night. If you don't have it, you're menopausal and you make everybody's lives miserable around you.
Well, we'll check with the Christian hospital and see what they say when she gets back.
The key is ask them if they have a compounding pharmacy, and they can probably make it. They can make you the cream testosterone, and the concentration is in Hormone Secrets. It's 200 for you, is 200 milligrams per cc. That's the highest concentration they could mix. And then you need a cc or two on your inner thighs, and probably on your testicles, which are, the skin is nice and thin, once or twice. And you'll get most of the response. I mean, you'll get a bigger response than just DHEA, no doubt about it. Most people do.
All right. Dr. Yoho, what else?
Well, I mean, I've got an awful lot of material. I mean, I could talk about who the most useless medical practitioners are. Okay, so the worst.
Besides Dennis.
Yeah, the dentists are only number two. Who do you figure are worse?
I
The
don't know. Oh,
pediatricians
yeah, of
are
course.
paid to kill our children. Now, I know that sounds pretty strong. And some of the people, if there's any normies listening, I don't think there's many normies that listen to Jeff J. Brown, but if there's any normies listening, I'm not crazy. They were are paid to give them the vaccines, and the vaccines are proven. They're paid. They're if they get up to 100%, and they kick the people out of their practice if they won't if they won't subject to the patients to these messenger RNA bombs, you know, that may cause so much trouble. So they're the worst. The dentists who I've described are the second worst. The psychiatrists, in my opinion, are the worst because they're the third worst because none of their medications, just like vaccines, none of their medications have ever been subjected to double-blind placebo-controlled trials. None. Not Xanax, not anything. And the few that have been failures. For example, Xanax, that relaxation pill, similar to Valium, only very short-acting, had a trial that I won't get this exactly right, but you'll get the idea. Had a trial for 6 weeks. The first 2 weeks, the thing helped. The second 2 weeks, it made no difference. And the third 2 weeks, it made the patient worse because they were withdrawing. So, I mean, it's very addictive. The SSRIs create violence and murder and suicide. It's unbelievable. Those are the antidepressants. And then there's a class of psych meds called the atypical antipsychotics. They're even worse. I mean, they shorten your life by 15 years on average. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, that's pretty pathological. So the psychiatrists are the third worst. And then you have people like, you know, vying for fourth place. You have people like oncologists who are paid 20% of the drug's price, and these things cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. They're paid 20% of it for giving these drugs intravenously as a kickback. And so, and not only that, it gets worse. I mean, you're not going to believe this. They get paid per milligram, so they're incentivized to give higher doses. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just, you got to laugh because it's just so crazy.
Or cry.
Or cry. Now, oncology, cancer therapy, there's about five cancers that respond to chemotherapy. The rest do not respond. It's freaking ridiculous. Now, how many cancers do you think respond to radiation therapy?
I don't know, maybe melanoma.
One. No.
Melanoma, no.
No, prostate cancer
Oh,
if you use
prostate.
those seeds. But I'm not suggesting you do that. I've got treatments in the Apocalypse Almanac that I would do if I were you, if you have prostate cancer.
I
So look
don't.
through that thing. Yeah. You don't think you do.
Well,
70% of us do.
yeah, well.
But so oncology is very sick, and I don't know how those guys can look at themselves in the mirror, especially the radiation oncologists. And everybody gets everything. I mean, it's so lucrative, and insurance pays for it. I mean, it's just crazy. And then there's other things like cardiology and you know, angioplasty, which is done by, you know, the cardiac surgery and angioplasty. Cardiac surgery is done by the surgeons, obviously, and the angioplasty, which is they stick a little catheter in your coronary artery and try to pry it open. Well, that stuff doesn't work very well, let me tell you. I mean, if you want to look at the numbers, look at the butchered by healthcare, but I mean, it's really sick. I mean, it's just crazy.
You've become radicalized, Dr. Yoho.
I've been radicalized, but I got it worse. So you think we ran off your normies, Jeff, or you don't have any normies?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But if you have some last words, then but I would like to ask you, what is the origin of Yoho? I was going to think Finnish.
It's German.
Oh, it's German.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yoho is German. Okay. Gotcha. Any last minute pearls of wisdom?
Well, you have to study like your life depends on it because it does. And if you're not studying, you're not thinking on your feet, you're at the mercy of these people. And I'm talking about the idiots that'll jab you with God knows what kind of poison or give you some therapy that doesn't work and claim it does. I mean, the chemotherapy is terrible. I mean, and if you let your little baby get vaccinated at birth, you're subjecting this little kid to just horrible problems. I mean, these things are quite potent, and to get several at once is outrageous. And if you want your kid to have the 2.5% chronic disease rate, you want to keep them from having anything. And the doctors are very aggressive about telling you that it's absolutely required. It's not required. You can tell them all to go to hell. And so there you have
Well,
it.
but the only option in the blue states is to homeschool, right? Because you can't go to public schools.
You're stuck with homeschooling, I suppose. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, but it's well organized. I
Yeah.
mean, where I come from in Oklahoma, there's homeschooling's a big deal. I mean, they've got little campuses and.
You can get online and find out about it all. And if the kids are self-starters, it's a real winner.
The Oklahoma is an opt-out state, so just based on conscience alone.
Yeah.
So I've seen the map. Some states, especially in the Deep South, it's based on religious conviction, which is a formality. My religion does not allow me to vaccinate my children,
That's
so
all you have to say.
you just sign the thing. But for the blue states, the only option then would be to homeschool. But it's extremely well organized, and I'm sure that California, Oregon, New York, Washington State, et cetera, I'm sure they all have, good homeschooling programs.
I don't know how these sons of bitches stay in office. I guess everybody's asleep, but I live in LA and we've got the worst politicians in the country here, maybe the worst. I mean, we don't have Pritzker, but
Well,
anyway.
listen, folks, this has been extremely illuminating. And I will go, it's expensive. The vitamin K2 is expensive in China. And but we're going back in on November 4th and to the mainland. And I'll get some K2. I don't know if maybe we'll
Take
take it every other day or.
it every other day. Now, I'm on high dose vitamin D and I'm trying to get my levels up. Do you have a way to check your levels?
No,
The hospital
well,
won't check your D levels.
I could ask.
Ask them because
Okay.
it helps. I'm trying to get my levels up around 200. I think it's nanograms per milliliter. And that's a very high level. And if you have to take the cofactors, if you are taking that much D, but I
Okay.
don't think it's quite as critical. And you should try to take 25 or 50,000 international units of vitamin D a day, which it sounds like it's crazy. And you have to read that post about vitamin D to understand why
Yeah,
I'm talking about this.
we're taking 50,000, whatever it is, international units every week.
I would take that at least twice a week, maybe
Okay.
three times a week, and
Okay.
check your levels
All
because it's
right.
important.
I'll write that down.
It's a good index of your health. I mean,
Okay.
it makes a huge difference. Vitamin D is vital.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, luckily here we have a lot of sun, so
That's
that helps.
great. Yeah, probably if you're out in the sun every day, you may not need it. The
Yeah.
Florida lifeguards have levels of 120, which is very high. With just what they do in the sun.
Yeah,
And
in the
I
sun,
go
yeah.
out there every, for an hour, I try to sunbathe every day between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. I don't
Okay.
always make it.
Okay. Well, folks, Dr. Robert Yoho has transformed my life and my partner's life for the better. And to make sure that we avoid anything that he's trying to offer medical advice, the information that he has provided has transformed our lives, and for the much for the better. We've been in communication back and forth. I'm so glad to have him on, and I'm going to blast this out at least once all over the world and help people in 100 different languages so that people can learn about him. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time and trouble to get on the show today, Dr. Yoho.
My pleasure, Jeff. It's robertyoho.substack.com. And you can
Exactly.
sign up and get all the
And
sedition.
Yoho was spelled Yoho,
That's
Yoho.
correct.
Yeah,
Yes.
robertyoho.substack.com. So, well, listen, unfortunately, I lost my Buddhist bracelet. I do study Buddhism, but I will give you a Buddhist bow without my bracelet. And
Thanks, Jeff.
and thank you so much for being on the show.
We'll
And I
chat
will
soon.
we'll chat soon.